Love poem number 27. The day Will Smith saves us from aliens. Our orange sky laundry empire with milk bottle chandeliers and gumball machines will radiate like double leopard print. Composite lists will wash up and there will be an apostrophe that was not spoken. The language of organizational styling will throw up some grand occurrences and aquatic misadventures before vanishing again into auxiliary moats in which black swans are circling. And I will descend from my catastrophic astrologies. My body, without organs, is ready. GIF. Cute and fluffy like a velvet birdbath. I pose like a high school kid's primer for dope jams and chill beats, casually reading the laundromat service manual. My purity ring invokes the grace of slow panthers and smooth crooning. Small birds know it and they gather around my feet. Your voice drifts to me over years of mistaken pizza orders and undercooked meatloaf, gently softening my bias for tragic hairstyles. I listen with my head tilted to one side, so you know I like you more than Kanye likes Kanye. When I get nervous, I read directions to you from Google Maps like a metal detector detecting another metal detector. Please give me horse tranquilizers, anaphylactic table varnish and trimethylol propane. Another one, and another one, and another one. Amateur clouds with low self-esteem circle close. As we embrace, let the glass case of your heart be like the liquidation sale of an imported rug megastore that's been liquidating for centuries. Let it dismember in the heat like low-cost substitute medicine. Let it flow over the laundry floor like a malfunctioning washing machine. Tell me Siri gets lonely sometimes. Hold me like a newly formatted resume among piles of Comic Sans no-hopers. Let me gaze on your codeine-tinted eyelids while a Kansas album plays lethargic slide guitar. Take me to the campus lab's disabled bathroom and flirt with me disenchantedly. Don't let me go until Colin Craig gets published.